Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our buddy Brian Carney back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Brian is talking to us all the way from London, England. He is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And he's just now posted in fairly new in the assignment over across the pond. And we're very happy to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-author, along with Isaac Goetz, of the book Freedom, Inc., How to Free Your Employees and Let Your Business Lead to Higher Productivity, Profits, and Growth. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you there, to have you here. How are things there?
You know, dark and rainy, but that's London in December.
And no kidding. Yeah. Yeah. So you've been over there, what, about 3 months, 2 months?
Yeah, a couple of months, 3 months maybe, something like that.
Got the family settled in?
Family is settled in and getting ready for a London Christmas. England's an interesting place to be at Christmas time.
How do you like
do it over here?
How do you like it so far?
We're loving it. It's been great to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like I'm running my own little small business here. I'm running the European editorial pages, and I've got a couple people I work with, and I'm just my own boss in a way over here, so that's pretty nice.
Outstanding. Well, before we leave today off the air, remind me, I've got a couple of contacts to give you over there.
Okay. Thank you.
One of the things I know you've been talking a lot about lately and writing about probably lately is this idea of the way you treat your employees, the way you manage your employees, is also a way of reducing our health care bill.
Yes, this is one of the aspects of Freedom, Inc. that we didn't get to talk about the last time I was on the show, but it's an important part of the argument of the book, which is that health care costs, nobody needs to be told that health care costs are a huge and growing business expense, and frankly, the way the debate's going in Washington, it doesn't look like that's going to go away for a lot of businesses anytime soon. And one of the leading causes of medical expenses is workplace-related stress. Workplace-related stress is one of the most important factors that sends people to a doctor. It's also one of the factors that leads to lost work time and lost productivity and even serious diseases like heart disease. And workplace stress, we found in the research for the book, is directly related to people's sense of their own control over their job.
Mm-hmm.
If you liberate your employees to make their own decisions, to make their own mistakes even, as you were just talking about with the last guest,
mm-hmm.
then they feel in control of their lives and they feel less stressed out about their work. And that means, you know, they have less adrenaline literally running through their bloodstream, which over the long term, when it's chronic, leads to heart disease and other chronic illnesses. And they are healthier and happier, so they're more productive, but they're also actually less expensive to employ because they spend less time at the doctor dealing with the consequences
right.
of the stress of being out of control or feeling out of control of their jobs.
Most of us don't appreciate, don't really understand the physical, physiological effects of stress on our bodies and on our lives, do we?
No, and it's a very primitive thing, right? It's an evolutionary thing because, you know, literally back in the caveman days, right, when you were attacked by some wild animal, your body starts pumping adrenaline, your heart rate goes up, it, you know, all the blood kind of goes to the core to make sure that,
right.
that you can escape. And modern stress is just the modern corollary of that same exact phenomenon, that our body senses we're in danger and it produces a fight or flight response.
My brain, you use the right word, our brain experts here say that that is the most primitive part of the brain.
Yeah.
What they call the cerebral cortex. I think that's the part of the brain. It's one of my brain trust members calls that the reptilian part of our brain.
Well, and that's what it is. You know, the workplace stress is just the modern corollary of that very old-fashioned self-preservation instinct. And our body does the same thing. It says, I got to get ready to fight, or I got to get ready to flee. And sometimes in the modern world, the way we flee is we avoid work, we call in sick because we feel sick because the stresses that we're having are making us feel ill, or we fight. We get into conflicts with colleagues, we lash out. Hopefully, usually, we don't do so physically, but we may do so verbally or in other ways that make other people then less effective.
So, folks, if your organization is not hitting on all cylinders, this might be one of the reasons, and you may not realize it. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Brian Carney to help us find out, discover that about ourselves, about our companies, and fix it. 22, stay with us.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, too, and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff you can do there. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots and lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brian Carney is with us, folks. He's with the Wall Street Journal, running their European operation editorial pages, I should say. He is the co-author, along with Isaac Goetz, of the book Freedom Inc. This is all about maximizing your workforce, the people. You're in small business there. Your partners, basically, aren't they? They're also your family, if not literally, figuratively, the folks who work with us and who've agreed to invest their time with us over the years, as so many of them do. Brian, we're talking about stress, how the stress has an effect on our bodies and our minds and our productivity, on our happiness, on our way of life. It actually can kill you if it gets too far out of hand, and especially if you're already compromised. If you're already compromised, like with some kind of health problems, stress will exacerbate that. And if you're not compromised, stress will compromise you. It will create the compromises. And and one thing we know, Brian, is that some people deal with stress better than others. Some people it rolls off their back. Some people they absorb it like a sponge, don't they?
That's true. Some people are just different. But it's also true that stress can lead to. Or potentially stressful situations can lead to positive responses in employees if they feel they have the ability to address the source of the stress, to tackle the challenge, if they feel they can do it. And I think people, if they look at their own lives, they can understand that when they feel that this is a challenge they can meet, that can even be exhilarating, right? One of the findings that we point to in Freedom Inc. is that fighter pilots with the Air Force, they actually report less perceived stress in their jobs than a lot of people working in office cubicles. A lot of people would think that's the most stressful job on the planet, or at least one of the most stressful jobs. But because they are so highly trained, maybe they're also a little cocky, but they're so highly trained and they feel so in control of their equipment that they don't feel the stress of being up there at 1,000 miles an hour or however fast they're going, because they're in control. They're in control of this machine. They may be sitting on a rocket, but they're comfortable with it. Trainees feel much more stressed, even though they're not in a dangerous situation, because they feel they don't have the tools to cope with the situation that they're put in.
And exactly right, Brian, because I wore the Army uniform for 15 years. I was airborne. And somebody asked me about, wasn't I afraid of jumping? And I said, well, by the time they get through training you and motivating you, if they told you you could jump out with a parachute, I mean, with a an umbrella, you would do it. And because, I mean, you're just that confident in yourself, you're that confident in your equipment, you're that confident in the people around you. And what the point you're making, which is an excellent one, is there's no reason why your business can't develop that kind of esprit de corps.
Right. And the key in a business context, right, is that people have to feel like when they're confronted with a situation, they have the tools and they have the authority and they have the freedom to solve that problem. You know, there's a, we tell a short story in the book about a guy who's a machinist in a brass foundry in France, and he discovers a problem with one of the parts that he's making, and he gets concerned about it because they have a very good track record of quality at this company. So he jumps in a company car and drives over to Germany to go ask his customer, you know, are these parts coming in okay? Have you had to, you know, set any aside or throw any out? And, you know, he drove 4 hours across France and into Germany and then drives back, and we asked him, well, you know, what kind of approval did you need to take that trip? He said, I didn't ask anybody. I just, you know, the keys hang by the door. I just took it and went. And this guy turned a potentially stressful situation where he says,
right,
oh, my God, these parts aren't coming out right, and, you know, I'm going to get dinged, and my quality score is going to go down, and my pay is going to get down. He turns it into a positive one because he has the ability and the perceived ability to take the matter into his own hands,
yeah,
right, and to address it head on himself.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things you and I talked off the air. Coincidentally, I mentioned the name Edwards Deming for another reason earlier in our visit,
right,
off the air. And that was one of the things that he taught the Japanese, was that if everybody along the assembly line has the ability to stop the assembly line, if they see a poor quality incident, then, you know, they can do that. They fix it before it gets to the end. And so they fix the problem before it becomes waste. And
right,
and that empowers your people and makes everybody more productive. And that's what, as you said, you use the word quality. That's one of the keys to a quality process, isn't it?
Right, and that's one of the lessons. You know, Detroit's been years trying to figure out why Toyota's processes,
right,
were so good,
without
quite figuring out that part of the reason they were so good was because they weren't set in stone. That they were always the best known,
yeah,
but that they would do things like when they started a new plant, they'd run it for a couple of weeks, then they'd stop everything and say, okay,
yeah,
now you guys tell us what's wrong with how you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the people who actually have to do it all the time, to give them the ability to improve a process, because they're the ones who have to live with it, right?
And
you may have
exactly
an industrial engineer. Toyota didn't have industrial engineers. They
right
said everyone's an industrial engineer, because the people know the process is best are the people who have to do it.
And all of this, folks, all this resolution leads to happy people, productive people, long-term employees, healthy long-term employees, who, and when all this drops to your bottom line, folks, on many levels. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Brian Carney. Brian is the co-author of Freedom, Inc. His co-author is Isaac Goetz. It's all about your employees, folks, this book. It's all about empowering your employees, giving your employees a little bit of room to giving them a little responsibility and a little, maybe a little more authority. And, you know, Brian, in small businesses, as I've been saying now for all these years, we have too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. Every head has to be motivated, needs to be healthy, needs to be a happy head as much as possible. And, you know, this last 18 months or so, I've been around a long time, Brian. If you haven't seen my gray hair, when you do, you'll know that I've been around a long time, decades, not just years, decades. I've never seen so much fear, so much anxiety in the marketplaces we have had for the last 18 months. And frankly, I don't see a lot of it abating even as we speak. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a tough time. And I think one of the reasons it's tough is because nobody quite knows exactly what the economy is going to look like coming out the other side of this, right?
We don't know how the government's going to
behave. Bigger and taxes are going up and the rules are changing. And we were told, frankly, during the election that, you know, especially towards the end as the financial crisis really bit, that there was something fundamentally broken about American capitalism. And we're kind of still being told that, right? We're being told that the government has to come in and fix it.
Right. It's a lie. It's a lie.
I think it is a lie, and I think it's untrue, and I think the economy, to the extent that it's recovering, is recovering on its own, and in spite of what Washington is doing. But telling people that, this kind of goes back to our stress question, right? It makes people feel like things are out of their hands. They're being told that things are out of their hands and that they have to rely on somebody else.
Well, see, that's the government's
problem.
That's the government's mantra. That's the people who want more government. That's the song that they sing. And it's not, it doesn't have to be true. It can become true, but it doesn't have to be. But Americans have to want that, Brian. We have to take this back. We're going to have to take back our country, but we're also going to have to demonstrate that we're responsible with it when we get it.
That's true. I think also that, you know, if you are a small business person, you got to remember that some of the most successful businesses in American history either got their start or got their big chance in a downturn, and that, you know, the opportunities are there for the bold, and to say, oh, well, things are too bad for us to do anything is a mistake. You know,
right.
Apple and Microsoft and Cisco, all these guys got their big openings in the downturn in the early 80s, and there's probably a handful of companies that none of us have ever heard of that are poised to become the next generation of those great American success stories, but you know, they have to look past the current political rhetoric and say, you know, there's great opportunities here if we just seize them.
I think that there's an awful lot of fertile soil out there for what you're talking about in Freedom Inc. in America right now, Brian, because those of us who are still in business, the people who are still with us, are the people who are the best, the people who are keepers, the people who want to be with us. And we've all learned how to get an awful lot out of each other. And I think if we can find a way to make that a positive experience and not a stressful one, I think that we can come out of this on the other side of this, knowing who we are, knowing what we're made of, knowing what leadership looks like, seeing what courage looks like when it's demonstrated. I think your message actually is could be playing out even as we speak. What do you think?
I hope so. I mean, one of the lessons that we took away in the book is that there are great ideas inside all companies, and too many of them keep those bottled up by not giving employees a chance to act on them. And it doesn't cost anything to give people freedom to experiment and freedom to try something, but you've got to do it in a way that they believe you, because otherwise they're going to keep those to themselves,
or
in the worst case, they're going to take them off and start their own business, compete with you with them.
That happens all the time.
There's so much potential bottled up inside businesses of all sizes because people feel there's no point in speaking out or trying to act on their ideas, and Freedom Inc. is all about getting businesses to take advantage of those potentials that exist inside their own employees right now, every day.
And that's the title of the book, Freedom Inc., and is available wherever books are sold. Any other websites, WSJ.com is the Wall Street Journal's website. What about...
And Freedom Inc. book is the book's website.
Freedom Inc. book, you can read more about
com.
That. Hey, Brian, happy holidays. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Brian Carney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.